Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. If you're just getting your rainy Tuesday morning started, it's February 12th. It's 7:35. And guess what? Kids are still out of school today. But if you have not peeked out, as we were driving in this morning, it was started off with a misting rain. And then as we got closer into the city, it just started pouring down. It is raining. It is wet. And it looks like it's an intermittent rain off and on, from a drizzle to just pouring rain. So if you're just getting your morning started, there is lots of water everywhere. And we want to remind you, as you're traveling in, school zones are not in effect on this holiday Tuesday morning. But you know what? There's so much water on the road that it makes it very easy for a car to hydroplane. So you got to give yourself enough time to get there safely, and you've got to slow down. Those uneven pockets in the roads just is that place where that water just sort of lays there, and it's just an accident waiting to happen. So we want to encourage you, as you're traveling in, as you're getting ready this morning, no kids to get ready and get there. But you know what? You need to give yourself enough time to get there slowly and to slow down, especially if you're traveling in on 71. On those roads, you know, it seems like there's so many water pockets that collect in the road, and it just makes it downright dangerous unless you're in a really heavy vehicle, but most especially if you're traveling in a car. So as you're getting started, it's 7:37. Today's Tuesday. A lot of people I know are off, but a lot of people got to get up and get it moving. And this is one of those mornings where you just kind of want to lay in bed. It seemed like it rained all night last night. It was raining this morning, and it's just wet. Well, as we were traveling in, we said, you know what? This is probably going to be really, really good for the lakes, especially for Celine Larto. They had some problems with the dam, and the water has been really, really low. So a lot of this rain hopefully is going to help to refill the lakes. And it just seems like it just sort of cleanses everything, a good washing, a good rain. So we want to remind you, it is one of those rainy, wet days. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time. But most importantly, stay engaged, especially as you're getting into the city. We talk about it a lot. Traffic, the South Traffic Circle, accidents happen daily. And in this wet weather, it seems that there are more accidents happening. So you got to make sure that you're staying on point. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. Switching gears just a little bit, you know, this month we've called it the Love Month. It's also Heart Month, not only for women, but for everyone, but most especially Go Red for Women. And so we want to remind women that this is a month that we need to make sure that we get ourselves checked upon. And every single day I try to wear something red to remind myself. And this morning I've got my little red dress pin on, in honor of and solidarity of women going red, making sure that we're taking care of our heart. It's also Black History Month, but when we come back, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to talk about love and what that really means and how we can really just honor, celebrate, and love ourselves. Stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now is the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Stenlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 744. Today is Tuesday, February 12th. And you know what? Just because it is raining and wet, there's no excuse. You gotta get your momentum going. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. No kids, no school zones this morning. But you want to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For any questions, for updating your insurance, whether it's home, auto, life, flood insurance, whatever questions you have, here's the number. 318-487-1881 Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, go to their website at www.hixonhasit.com. Hixon Automotive is the official automotive dealer for the OPT network. And so this morning we've got a lot going on. And let me tell you, we're talking about a lot of things this morning. But this morning, one of the first things that we want to talk about, and it all really kind of ties in together, it's about loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves in every area, not only our heart, our health, but a problem that we're having a lot in Central Louisiana and Louisiana. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about HIV/AIDS. It is almost an epidemic in our state. And here to talk about some very important things that are happening is Ann Lowry. She is the executive director of CLASS, Central Louisiana AIDS Support Services. And we welcome Ann and her busy self back to the OPT network. And so much going on. The numbers are raging out of control.
That's right, Carlette. The numbers are raging out of control in Louisiana. We are seeing that Louisiana is ranked fourth in the United States in the highest case rates and 11th in the number of cases diagnosed in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a serious problem in Louisiana. Baton Rouge ranked mm-hmm. number one
wow.
for AIDS case rates among large metropolitan areas in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is not far behind at number five.
Wow. And so with all this said, it's something that as we talk about loving ourselves and we talk about this being the love month, as I was thinking about this and thinking about our conversation when you reached out to us, I thought we, not only as women, but as a people, have to do more to love ourselves and take better care of our health, especially when it comes to being intimate.
Yes, absolutely. A friend of mine said it really well the other day on Facebook. She said, get tested for HIV. The life you save will be your own.
Mm. And, you know, for a lot of people, and we've had this conversation many times, this is something that we just really overlook. And we've really been talking about relationships and intimacy and everything that goes along with that. And there are people that are still overlooking their sexual partners.
Right. And we're afraid to have the discussion with our most intimate person
mm-hmm.
in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about risk factors mm-hmm. for HIV before we get intimate.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just affecting some. It is affecting many people, but we cannot ignore the fact that disproportionately African Americans and African-American women are affected more than any other group.
That's right. In Louisiana, African-Americans make up about a third of our state's population. But in terms of the number of people who are diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, the number is about 76%.
Mm.
So the impact is disproportionate.
Mm-hmm. And African-Americans only make up, like you said, a third or 32% of Louisiana overall population. And so this points to a really large problem that we're having here. How do we start to break these numbers down?
I think that what we have to do is to encourage people to get tested early on in the disease. What we really see with HIV is that many, many people in Louisiana don't get diagnosed with AIDS or don't get diagnosed with HIV
mm-hmm.
until they've already progressed to an AIDS diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that people wait until they're sick
mm-hmm.
and get a test.
And, you know, this is troubling for many reasons, and we've talked about this before, and there are no real symptoms.
Right.
Therein lying another one of the huge problems.
Right. A person can be infected with HIV and live without any symptoms of the disease until for about 10 years.
Mm.
And so while you don't have any symptoms on the outside,
mm-hmm.
what's happening is that this virus is destroying your immune system, making it far more difficult for you to fight off what we call opportunistic infections.
Mm-hmm. And so, Anne, you've been on this battlefield for a long time. We see that the numbers are steadily growing. What can we do? I mean, we're preaching the test, but we know if you've ever had the test, even if you only have had one partner or a few partners, it's hard to have that test.
It is very hard. It can be scary to have the test. And that's why it's important. You know, there's a home test available. And I suppose that that is a good option for people who would not get tested otherwise. But I wouldn't want to discount the support and the training mm-hmm. that people like those at class who mm-hmm. do the testing have. They can help you to address your risk factors for HIV mm-hmm. and assess really what it is about your behavior that is causing you to be at risk for the disease, and to teach you ways that you can protect yourself. And it's important, I think, to just practice the idea of having the conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we aren't encouraged to discuss our most intimate sexual practices with our friends
mm-hmm.
or with our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so just having that conversation with a trained professional who is not going to judge you
mm-hmm.
Can really go a long way toward relieving some of that anxiety that people have about having these discussions.
And, you know, we were talking yesterday to a licensed psychotherapist who is an international expert on private, quote-unquote, private thoughts and fantasies. And I think it all lends itself to these types of conversations because we are all consumed with our own private thoughts. But getting those thoughts to a place where we can protect ourselves is another whole animal. And helping people to get tested, are we seeing over the last few years, are we seeing more people that are reaching out and saying, I need to get tested?
I think we are seeing more people who are inspired to get tested for one reason or the other, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in order to have an impact on this disease, what we really need to do is to teach people how to have these kind of conversations
mm-hmm.
early on in mm-hmm. their lives mm-hmm. so that it becomes routine, mm-hmm. so that it becomes normal to talk about what we're going to do and who we're going to do it with.
You know, I think for people, especially at this time of the year, we're so entrenched in the love month and we're so wanting relationships that it's almost a fear factor of saying to your partner, before we have intimacy, we both need to get tested.
Right.
A real inherent fear, and nobody will say it, and so we just trust that because we're in this amorous relationship, or I like you, you like me, we've got a connection, we've made that connection, it should be okay, but it really isn't, is it?
Right, it really isn't. You have to protect yourself. You can't, especially without having these conversations, you have to assume that you don't know everything
mm-hmm.
about your partner's intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for these reasons, we have got to do better. We have got to start being the difference in our own health, in making those important decisions with our partners. And if that partner says to you that they are unwilling to get tested, then that should be a real red flag about who that partner really is.
Yeah, I think so.
One way or the other.
Right.
And so this is a really important issue, and it is a sweeping issue around the nation, but it is a real, real issue right here in Louisiana with the numbers on the incline. It is an important conversation that we all need to consider. We want you to stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what class and what the community is doing to be the change that they want to see. You're on point. We're back right after this.
Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. again.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, for those free mammograms, I try to say it every single morning, free mammograms. Diane Kitts is the contact person, 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Ann Lowry. She is the executive director of CLASS, Central Louisiana AIDS Support Services. And we're talking about an issue that affects the country, but it is really, really affecting Louisianians in a way that is huge. And during the break, we were talking about, Ann and I were talking about, and we've talked to Cheryl Lee Ralph, who's the national spokesperson for HIV/AIDS. And we've had many conversations. And as we get older, as older women are divorcing or their spouses are dying, and, you know, both men and women, we feel hesitant about having these conversations, but they're still very important to have as older people are becoming infected.
Right. Older people are at risk of becoming infected with HIV. I think with the advent of many pharmaceuticals that are out there, people are able to enjoy a sex life way beyond maybe what we could.
Right. I.e. Viagra.
Years ago. Right. Exactly. And so I think that we are seeing an increase among older people who are infected, but young people too.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a disease that is non-discriminatory, and it is also, the numbers we said earlier are disproportionately high in African American, especially African American women. And one of the studies showed that men having sex with men is a really big issue, and it's not a really new issue.
It's not a new issue. We are seeing an increase among the infection rate of men who have sex with men. I think a number of things are contributing to that. The fact that HIV may be seen more as a manageable condition has removed some of the fear associated with AIDS in the onset. And so I think there's also a vulnerability or a lack of vulnerability among the young people. They think they're invincible. And so they are thinking that it's not going to happen to me. And then there's social media, too, that is contributing to the ease with which people can find anonymous partners or can hook up. I think that is also something that is contributing to.
And we were talking about this yesterday, that the culture is changing about sexuality and how it's viewed. And with this new culture and this new generation, a lot of it is hidden, a lot of it is out there, but it is simply society's is saying that it is more acceptable to have same-sex relationships. And so you're seeing more of that, i.e., studies are showing that because more men are having sex with other men, the infection rates have grown.
Right. I think it is certainly becoming more acceptable for there to be same-sex relationships, and I think that's a good thing. But I think that that should encourage.
You do think that's a good thing?
Sure, I think it's a good thing. I don't really think that there's an increase in the number of men who have sex with men. I think that there's actually just a willingness to be more open about a sexual desire and orientation.
And you sound like the therapist on yesterday, and she said that this has been something really that has existed since the beginning of time. And what we said yesterday is that people have to use their own sort of moral compass about what they do and how they do it. But with this disease rate rising, you certainly have got to be wise.
Sure, you have to be wise. But the blame for HIV infection does not lie within any one group. All sorts of people have been infected with HIV from the very beginning. Of course, when we first started hearing about the disease, we heard about it in connection with gay men. But that does not mean that gay men were the only people who were infected early on in the epidemic.
But they were just the poster people for the disease in the beginning.
And that got a lot of attention. And I think that it got a lot of attention to the exclusion of other people who were at risk of the disease. And maybe that in some way has contributed to the disproportionate impact that we see now on the African-American community. You know, we were talking about gay men. We were talking about reducing risk behaviors among gay men, and it was seen to be a gay man's disease.
And a gay white man's disease.
Yes. And so I think that, you know, early efforts at addressing these risk factors maybe missed the African-American population in the beginning. And we have had to play catch up ever since.
Absolutely. And now what we're seeing is that there are gay black men, and many of them deep, deep in the closet.
Sure.
Having sex with other men.
Sure.
And so with these numbers rising, there has got to be something in position, and you guys are working diligently and have been to make the difference, and you're doing that. Coming up this February. Let's talk about February 28th, as a matter of fact, to talk about how we can bring more awareness and, I guess, openness to this issue.
Right. On February 28th, CLASS is co-sponsoring, along with a number of other organizations in town, including, most importantly, the Office of Public Health, a forum on health and societal disparities. And we're calling this one A Search for Solutions. When I first started doing work with HIV.
And when was that, Ann?
In 1999.
Wow.
I thought that getting an AIDS diagnosis was probably the worst thing that somebody could ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's was very naive on my part. I realized.
But back then, we still didn't know a lot about it. And really, the only person that we saw really living was Magic Johnson.
Right. And I think that what I came to quickly realize was that for many people who are affected with this disease or at risk of contracting this disease, HIV is just a drop in the bucket of a number of other societal issues that contribute
mm-hmm.
toward this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, illiteracy,
mm-hmm.
truancy, incarceration rates, substance abuse, mental illness, all sorts of things. And so for somebody who is battling the idea or can't feed their children, doesn't have adequate housing,
mm-hmm.
HIV is just really not even on their radar.
Hmm.
And so I feel like we have to address this poverty issue, you know, in order to adequately address HIV and AIDS. And so that's why we think that this forum is important. We'll be talking about AIDS on that day and about HIV current trends and treatment, but we're also bringing a number of people to the table who will talk to us about discipline and behavior in schools, the juvenile justice system, what is happening now with Medicaid and the implementation of these Bayou health insurance plans to take the place of what we think of as traditional Medicaid benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The Human Services District, which impact our behavior and substance abuse treatment in Central Louisiana. And so we have to talk about all of these things and address all of these issues really in order to make an impact on HIV and AIDS.
And so really what you're saying, if I'm understanding correctly, is it's just not one thing.
Right.
It's a sum total of a lot of things that have to be addressed.
I think so.
And so this forum is going to be an opportunity to have a roundtable to talk about all of these things.
Right. This is our third one. And so we've identified problems in the previous two. And this time we really want to talk about how can we address these problems? What are the solutions?
Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll talk more about the forum. It's happening February the 28th. And we'll tell you how you can get involved right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center.
We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Nationally acclaimed actress Cheryl Lee Ralph.
I said during the break that many people are sitting and listening to our conversation, Cheryl, and they're thinking, it couldn't be me. Speak to those people who feel like it couldn't be me.
There are two groups of people whose rates of infection are growing at rates that are making people say, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And they are young people and older people.
Wow.
Young people and older people do have sex, are having sex. And for many of them, the sexual rules, the sexual, the guide lines for sexual well-being have not been learned by them.
Right.
Because, you know, when it comes to older people, some of them come from generations where they had sex with one person and one person had sex with them.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. It doesn't matter if you want a bundle or package the channels you want. It doesn't matter. They've got it at Get Wired Satellites, the number 318-767-2220. Now, last night in the rain, the most optimal sleeping weather, if you did not sleep, and sleep well, American Wholesale Mattress is where you need to start. When I tell you that they have got a mattress for any and all of your needs, they are there not only to give you the best in mattresses, to sell you the best mattress, but they're there to educate you on how to get a good night's sleep. Kara and David over at American Wholesale Mattress, they're at 717 MacArthur Drive. It is the absolute best place to stop. And what I love about them the most is that you can put it on layaway, zero financing. They make it easy to get the mattress that you need for you. 48 months, same as cash. They're on point. They're all over the place. All you got to do is go in to 717 MacArthur Drive. Also, the City of Alexandria and their Diversity in Action program. You know what? We're always promoting those businesses that are being birthed and those businesses that are emerging. The City of Alexandria has got a plan to help all of those businesses. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Ann Lowry, who is the Executive Director of CLASS at Central Louisiana Aid Support Services. And though this is a conversation that many, Ann, do not want to connect with for so many reasons, it is an important conversation, and it is an important conversation to anybody who is sexually active or who plans to be sexually active.
Right. I think the recommendation now is that everybody should get tested for HIV if they've ever been sexually active,
at least one time.
And of course, if you engage in behaviors that put you at increased risk for HIV infection, you should get tested.
And what are those behaviors? Because nobody really wants to talk about those.
Sure. If you are an injection drug user,
mm-hmm.
if you have sex with multiple partners, if you do not know what the other partners that your partner has sex with,
mm-hmm.
you should get tested.
And you guys are working really hard and have been. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is the journey that you've been on and the changes and the disparities that you have seen on this journey. What has changed from the beginning up until now?
Well, you know, I wasn't always involved with CLASS, but I think when it first started, it was more of a grassroots kind of an effort to take care of the dying.
Mm-hmm.
And as more funding became available for HIV, the services have become more standardized, mm-hmm. so that what we are trying to do now is to educate people about their risk for HIV, get them tested. If they test positive, to link them to care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for two reasons. One, obviously, is for the health of the person who is living with the disease. And the other reason is that treatment is sort of seen as prevention,
mm-hmm.
because the lower your viral load, the less likely you are to transmit the virus to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting the virus in check is a critical part of preventing the spread mm-hmm. of HIV.
And, you know, what I really have understood from doing show after show after show, and I've said this before, and we hear this adage that knowledge is power. But what I've begun to realize is that knowledge is only powerful when it's used.
That's right. And it's a hard discussion to have.
It is.
We're not taught how to do it. Girls particularly mm-hmm. are not taught how to have these conversations with boys that they may be interested in.
Or even now, as we were talking about same-sex relationships, you've got a lot of young women, and it's just true, whether people want to know it or not, but a lot of young girls who are engaging in same-sex relationships.
Sure. Girls and boys. And I think that we have to teach people how to talk about these conversations, no matter what their mm-hmm. sexual orientation, no matter what their practices. And stigma still contributes mightily to the spread of mm-hmm. this disease, because people are afraid to be who they are,
mm-hmm.
and so they try to disguise it and to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have these kind of open and honest mm-hmm. discussions.
Absolutely, and I think that's right on point. And we've been talking a lot on the show about owning your truth. And when you don't own your truth, others really get hurt. They get hurt because you're living a lie, because you're not owning your truth.
Right.
And so this seminar, this forum, is going to be a forum that is going to really reach out to the community in a lot of different ways.
I think that's true. I think that we have a lot of opportunity to engage in what will be some helpful discussion about a lot of issues that affect not only your risk for HIV, but just about improving the quality of life for people who are living in our community.
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk about all these different issues that could be improved, that are affecting
people. Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is about health and societal disparities. This is about a search for solutions, and the only way to search for the solutions is to come together with people that can be open and honest about what the real issues are. And this is what is going to happen on February 28th. Tell people how they can connect.
Well, attending the forum is a great place to start. It's going to be held at the Public Safety Complex on Bolton Avenue
mm-hmm.
on February 28th from 10 to 12. We're going to stop for lunch, and during that break, we're going to talk about current trends in treatment in HIV. And so the forum will offer a variety of speakers who will talk about some of these social disparities.
Mm-hmm.
And the community members will have an opportunity to get more information and also to pose solutions to some of these issues that we're seeing.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great forum. It's happening February 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It's going to be hopefully a meeting of the minds where people will come together in truth and honesty for real solutions. And we want to thank you for all of the hard work that you're doing to be the change that you want to see in making the difference in our community. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. I also want to encourage your listeners, if they're interested in getting tested for HIV, we'll be at the glass office tomorrow and through the rest of the week. We're there 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Closed today for Fat Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
But you can get tested for HIV between the hours of 8 and 4:30. We're open late on Tuesdays till 7. The testing is free. You don't have to give your name.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's confidential.
Absolutely.
And we are trained to do it. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to get tested, and there's no blood draw.
Absolutely. It's easy, it's quick, it's confidential, and it's probably one of the nicest things. I know it sounds weird. It's probably one of the nicest and self-assuring things that you can ever do for yourself.
That's true.
Give the address.
We're at 1783 Jackson Street.
Mm-hmm. Moved. They're at 1783 Jackson Street, and you guys are there from
8 to 4:30, except on Tuesday when we're open late till 7.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPP Network, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much for letting me come.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's structural and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We're just in here fellowshipping and having a really great time. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish. And, you know, all of this rain really makes you want to think about flood insurance. If you don't have it, you need to inquire about it. State Farm agent Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish is there to answer any and all questions. The number is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde can't say enough about the investment that they make to use state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and also Davis One Stop. Traveling north or south on Highway 71, well, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're just joining the OPT Network, we're switching gears, not a lot, but switching gears, talking about this being the love month and a month where women really need to be in control of taking care of their health. And we were talking about the statistics and the number as it pertains to HIV and AIDS and also women and heart disease. And one of the things that I really wanted to share with you guys this morning was celebrating ourselves, not using this month to worry about if you have someone or if you don't have someone. What about finally just celebrating yourself? And so I have been really meditating on this a lot, that thing called self-love, loving yourself. And it's so easy to say, but it's almost never really practiced. You can say that you are, but you have to ask yourself and get honest with yourself. Are you really loving yourself? Are you really celebrating who you are, who God created you to be? And so if love is the principal thing, and we know that it is, then it's got to start with self. See, before you can love anyone else, before you can invite anyone else into your sphere, you got to have some self-love. And, you know, I said we are really bringing in some of the best psychotherapists, some of the best internationally renowned experts to talk about various different things. But you know what? It's hard to really give someone just a recipe of self-love. It really is hard. And I hope as you're sitting at your desk or you're driving in that it makes you say, what's up with that? Do I really love myself? You know, you could say you love your kids. You could say you love your spouse. You even love your dog. But do you really love yourself? And what does that really and truly mean? Well, it starts with loving all those things that are not perfect about yourself. Those imperfections. And if you're one of those A-type personalities where we've got to be in control, got to fix it, got to do it now, can this morning, can you give yourself just for this time that we're going to spend together, can you reassure yourself? Can you give yourself right now at this moment? Will you give yourself? Will you allow yourself this moment, this quiet assurance that you're okay? That you're okay. You're okay with all of your imperfections. You're okay with everything that you want to change. You're just okay. And what I have learned is that if God wanted me to be taller, if he wanted my body to snap back like I hoped it would after birth, it would have, because a lot of my friends did and mine necessarily didn't. But all of those things that you point out that are wrong with yourself, even the weight that you're at, right where you are, and this is deep. It may not seem deep, but this is really, really deep. Can you just love yourself right where you are, as opposed to saying, well, you know what, Carlette, when I lose those 20 pounds, then ask me. you know, thinking that after you lose the weight or after you get the big house or after you get the promotion or after you start your business or after your kids are grown or after you've paid off the loan, you know, after, then you'll give yourself permission. This is such a deep thought that we just wanted to share it with you. Can you love yourself right where you are? I know it's tough because we're those people that have such negative self-talk going on and vying for our attention at any given time that right when you decide that, you know what, that's right on point, I will give myself permission. There is going to be that inevitable loud voice that's going to tell you about everything that's wrong with you. And I am telling you, if you do not open up your mouth and speak back to that negativity, it will forever, and I say this with all the vigor that I have this morning, it will forever beat you down and keep you from reaching your full potential. That thing, those things that God created you to be and to do, it will forever keep you from finishing everything that you start, because it'll give you every reason why you're not good enough, every reason why you're not smart enough, every reason why you're not pretty enough, your hair is not long enough, it's not straight enough, it's too nappy, it's too curly, it's too this, it's too that. It will give you every reason. And I challenge you this morning, as all of the talk about love and relationship, listen, if we don't do a better job at loving ourselves and knowing that we are lovable, we will never, and that's a word I hate to use, but we'll never, ever find that true happiness. Because you know why? Happiness starts from the inside out. You gotta keep your head up. You gotta hear this word. You gotta keep your head up, and you gotta hear this word. This is On Point, intelligent conversation for your soul.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Oh boy, it is hot in here. I had to take my jacket off a long time ago. We are having some heated conversation in here. Let me just say real quick that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Bunkie, the number's 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And our good friends at McDonald's of Pineville. Now, we were having this conversation, and Ann is sitting in, and we're just talking. And for most of you who listen to DC and I, DC is a big, big thinker, always has been. He's a behavior science major. And we were talking about the questions that I posed earlier about self-love. And DC was saying some very complimentary things to Ann, and Ann just could not, she just didn't allow that to come into her sphere. And I asked Ann, and I said, I want you to answer. She said, on the air. I said, absolutely. Why is it so hard to receive those compliments about yourself?
I think it starts from being your own worst critic. I think that no matter what other people see in you, or at least from what other people see in me, maybe I shouldn't speak for everybody, I still feel like I got more inside me that I should let out. So I kind of beat myself up about what I don't do, and I don't celebrate enough what it is I have accomplished, what I can or do accomplish on a daily basis.
And you think, and DC made an observation, he said somewhere in your life you had this perception that the things that you did, the things that you earned, your accomplishments were never enough.
Right.
And so you got that, you received that, you understood that. How do you get by that?
You know, that's a really good question. I wish I knew the answer. I think that...
Have you ever pondered it, though?
Oh, yes. I have thought about it. It's tough to do. You know, you do hear, and I think it depends on who it comes from. You know, and just convincing yourself that you've got it in you, and it doesn't matter what other people see. It doesn't matter how other people have described you or what they think about you. Somebody said once upon a time, what other people think of you is really none of your business.
Absolutely. And you know, I think we have to really get to a place where we stop saying that and we really are that. And my mom said something to me when we first started. She said, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what you talk about, no matter what you say, everybody's not going to like you.
Right.
But we have a hard time with that concept. And maybe it stems from our own insecurities. And so what I said yesterday was this. I started having that negative self-talk when we started doing the show, and I would beat myself up a lot. And then God just said to me, very gently, he said, all you have to do is just bring your heart. And so no matter how the show goes, no matter how big people we have or how whatever, I just try to bring my heart every single day. And I just try to rest in the fact that God is doing the work. And I just have to keep showing up. And I think that if people will adapt that quiet assurance that God is doing the work, even yesterday as we talked about being in a waiting pattern. Waiting is the hardest place to be. But if you give yourself that quiet assurance that God is doing the work, and he created you to do and be all the things that you're doing, and that maybe you're just in a season. But when you do the best that you can in this season, then the next thing will come, and you don't have to push for it. You don't have to say, well, God, I'm not accomplished enough. I'm a certain age, and I haven't gotten this or I haven't gotten that. But if you have that quiet assurance that if when you're in the season that you're in, you do all that you can do in that season, then the next thing will appear, and you don't have to do anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, no, really. I think that we're such a society of being and doing that when we're not being and doing, we just feel useless. You know, and I was saying to DC last night, I said, before we went to bed, I said, I have this feeling. And he said, what kind of feeling? And it was so funny. I said, I don't know. I'm just not feeling right about something. And what did you say to me about that feeling, DC? Because I was trying to give myself something.
I said, it just doesn't matter how you feel, really.
Don't
let the way you feel dictate who you are and what you're going to be at that moment. I mean, you know, just press through the feeling, feel what you feel, and move on.
Right. And it just was so kind of harsh at that moment. But then I thought about it, and how often do we allow our feelings? And then as he said that, I laid there and I thought, he said, Mother, everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. What are you feeling? It's like I wanted to feel up something wrong. You know, it's like out of nowhere, you just have this feeling. And what we really have to realize is that these feelings are coming from those negative places, those negative energies that are trying to fill your head with something's wrong or something's going to go wrong. Fear. It is the most debilitating emotion that lives. 100 forms of fear. Fear about what's going to happen tomorrow. Fear about what's not going to happen. Fear, fear, fear. And if we don't really begin to speak back to the fear and have that quiet assurance that everything in God's universe is perfected for us when it's time. And so as we celebrate this love month, which we should be really, really aspiring to love ourselves better, to be better to ourselves, before we can go into relationships, before we can fix anything, it's about fixing ourselves and learning to accept and love ourselves right where we are. And I am telling you, if that is not a revelation for you and for me this morning, you know what? I don't know what there is. And I think a lot of our problems as women is that we don't care enough about ourselves first. And when we don't love ourselves, this is the reason why we have so much negativity in womanhood, because we don't love ourselves. And that's why we can't uplift another. That's why we can't look at another woman and say, gosh, you're absolutely beautiful. You know, that is a great outfit. We can't compliment each other because we're too busy thinking that she's got something that I don't have, and I don't dare tell her because she already thinks she's all that. I'm telling you, it starts with loving yourself. Until you love yourself, you'll never be able to really and truly love. And it starts with self. And as you celebrate the love month, and I won't call it Valentine's, because I just really don't, I don't really believe that. I believe that it's the love month. The word says that love is the principal thing. And it talks about what love is. Love suffers long. Love bears all. Love is understanding. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is a lot of things. And when we call ourselves believers, especially those of us who are cranking out the word and cranking out the scriptures, are we doing those things for ourselves? And are we truly, truly loving ourselves? And I think it starts with an identification of self. Unless and until we do that, we'll be continuing to talk about why relationships aren't working. We'll continue to talk about divorce rates being the highest, especially in the church. We will continue. You know why? Because we've never learned to love ourselves. Because somewhere, somebody in our lives told us that we weren't good enough. We weren't thin enough. We weren't smart enough. We weren't successful enough. We weren't. And so it's like the word said, David had to encourage himself. Until you open up your mouth and press down all of those things and really identify who in your life made you feel unlovable, and that you understand that they were probably very much flawed. I don't even care if it was your parents. I don't care if you could never live up to your mom's expectations. This is a new day. And unless you grow up, unless you own that truth, and many of us don't want to own the truths that our mothers did wrong, and that maybe it created a resentment because it's just not politically correct. But until you own that, you'll never get past that. You'll never finish. You'll never be the change. You'll never experience that word possibility. And I am telling you, the reason why we can sit here and be open and honest about our relationships, about our lives, about the things that we were stupid about, is because we are free. And I'm telling you, until you release those people that made you feel less than, even if it was someone who was supposed to love you, and remember that they just did what they knew how to do. They just did what they knew how to do. Release them and start fresh. Start today. And even if you just do it today, write three things. I challenge you to write three things about yourself that are just downright good. Three things about yourself that are good. I'm compassionate. I'm a helper. I'm a servant. And by gosh, you know what? I am God's creation. And with God's help, I will be all that He's created me to be. You guys are so, so good. You're so good. Thank you so much for sitting and listening and allowing me to share. And as we share with you, we search ourselves and we say, you know what, Carlette, I need to write my three things, and I will. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Today is a day worth smiling about. Remember to be the change that you want to see. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a safe, safe Tuesday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite